The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Because you can shop in store or online. Online right now for some amazing offers. I mean, I'm choking up about it. As you can all see, it's very emotional for me. It does. It's just when I see them all listed off in front of me, there's doors and flooring, and yeah. I thought that's where they probably stop. But that's when it really gets me, because they went tiles and kitchens. And have you seen how lovely Wix kitchens are?
Yeah, well, they're impressive. Yeah.
I mean, I honestly spent a creepy amount of time on their Instagram whilst I was on holiday, just by the pool in Florida, just looking at these lovely kitchens. Just crying. And then they didn't stop there. You think they'd stop there, but they haven't stopped there, because then they move up. They move up to lofts.
Yeah.
And then broad strokes, then joinery. And then extra special autumn deals. It's all happening at the big Wix event. As I say, you can shop in store or online right now, and we have your chance to win a Wix gift card. It is worth £250. We're going to play a brand new game named Don't Leaf Out the Lyrics.
Yes, can you guess what's going to happen?
No, I'm just
Well, courtesy of the big Wix event, I've bought all sorts of bits for the perfect autumn tidy. Yeah. And one of those things is a brand new Wix leaf blower. But you know me, when I do my autumn tidy, I'm always listening to some real music that matters from one of our 9 different playlists. Ooh. You'll hear one of the songs I'm listening to, but as I'm so fleet of finger on the leaf blower, I will be blowing over a lyric.
Oh, what a twist.
The song. You didn't see it coming, did you, Glenn? So tell us the missing lyric, win the gift card. It's that simple.
Okay, so we're going to play the song. Some of the lyrics you can't hear because of Matt's leaf blower. Can you identify what is beneath? So turn up your devices, listen carefully. Here we go. It's the Killers. Oh, no, that's not it. Do we want it again?
It's almost like I'm doing it on purpose, isn't it? So
it is. Well, basically, there's 2 key lyrics missing from that beautiful song. Here we go. And I'm on my knees looking for the answer. The 2 best bits.
I'm so sorry.
Why do you only blow your leaf blower for half a second at a time?
I do really small
increments.
There's
no momentum.
Literally small patches of leaf. Blow, blow, stop. Blow, blow, stop.
Where's Daddy? He's been doing the leaves since July.
The Dave Berry Breakfast
Show Podcast. Absolute Radio. Good morning, Michael.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Michael, welcome to the show. A fan of Absolute Radio 90s. Michael is ready to play. Here's the clip again. Here we go. And I'm on my knees looking for the answer.
Are we human?
No messing about with all the places to be.
I love that. I mean, Michael, we didn't ask you to get involved, but I was going to ask, but you just went for it, didn't you? I love it. As you say, Glenn, places to be.
I was going to sing it, but it's a bit too early for that.
No, you did a very good job. Yes, human and dancer. Michael, congratulations. You've got the gift card. Have a lovely weekend, and thanks for tuning in on 90s. Cheers, Mike. Take care. So shop the big Wix event in-store or online right now for amazing offers on doors, flooring, tiles, kitchens, lofts, joinery, and extra special autumn deals. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio. Matt Dyson, you're going to take us through the birth of techno.
Yes, I am, yeah, because real music
whether we wanted it or
so
not.
So much to me. Look, this is a viral clip. It takes you back to 1965. This is before...
What was it like then?
Even I don't know, Dave. Before Kraftwerk, Daft Punk, any of that lot, there was a music pioneer called Delia Derbyshire, and she sort of invented EDM as we know it.
Was it accidentally? Did she stumble upon it?
I think she sort of did.
The process was intentional.
But she was using reel-to-reel. So it's like almost like a radio lesson in history as well, because reel-to-reel tape recorders, what we used to use back in the day. Even when I started, they were still using them at some radio stations with bits of tape on big reels, and you'd cut and splice and stick them back together with sellotape.
Lovely.
That's how you'd make a clip or something to play on the radio. She used them in 1965, this is. Yeah. Please bear that in mind. It's black and white, right? And she used these tapes to create some music at the BBC's Radiophonic Word workshop in London. So here she is taking her samples. We'd never heard of sampling before. And then along comes Delia Derbyshire and she starts sampling. Here she is.
If the sound we want exists already in real life, say, we couldn't go and record it.
There you
go. The sound for the punctuating chord. I want the sound of a short wire string being plucked.
There you go, another sample.
This better get techno soon, mate. I'm losing it.
No, she's a bit chumbly warmer.
I've got a 2024 attention span. Okay. This is not helping me out.
Well, bear with it, bear with it. She's got one more sample to get.
We can get the lower sounds we need from the rhythm by slowing down the tape.
So you slow it down to get... And she's doing multi-track.
And the higher sounds by speeding up the tape.
With different speeds, using real to
rhythm.
And then what you have to do is cut the notes the right length.
Then she puts
them
all
together on a loop and listen to them. And then
that's
with the higher notes of the rhythm, again,
the
you bring them together on loop.
Look at Anna's face.
She's a bit posh, this woman, isn't she?
Wait for it.
So she starts dancing along to it, does not make it techno.
The sound of a plucked string.
Birth of Don't make that underwhelmed sound, hype beast. That was the first ever techno song.
And it was huge in Ayanapa. Yeah.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
With fresh pressed ginger shots from Moju.
Yeah, that's what I need, a Moju ginger shot. That's the fresh start to my morning that I'm looking for. And then... Well, then you'll be ready to take on five words, five grand, which is exactly what Corey is doing. Good morning, Corey.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Corey, hi, hello, Corey. Hello. Corey loves absolute 80s and has matched 4 out of 5 in the past.
Oh.
Corey, we're going to spin the random player generator. We're going to find out who you're playing with this morning. Here we go.
Player generator.
Matt Dyson.
Anna Geary.
Glenn Moore.
Free choice.
Glenn Moore.
You've got Glenn Moore. You happy with that, Corey?
Yeah, that's all right.
Oh, okay.
All right. Yeah, all right, fine, yeah.
Best of luck, I guess.
Yeah, you're probably feeling pretty pumped now, Glenn, aren't you? So, Peter, take him away. Okay, Corey, I'm going to give you 5 words. You say the first word that comes to mind. I'll then give Glenn Moore the same 5 words. If he says the same as you, well, you can have £5,000. Good luck, my friend. Here we go. T-E-A. T.
Coffee.
Yeah. That's the one, isn't it, to go with.
Running.
Walking.
Mm-hmm.
Question.
Answer.
Oh, he's doing well. Corey's flying through these.
Road.
Boat.
Oh.
Say that again, please, Corey.
Sorry. Boat.
Moat.
The word is road. R-O-A-D. Road.
Oh, car.
Oh,
okay. Wooden.
Stick.
Wooden stick, nice.
Excellent. Corey, we got there in the end. Well done. We have 5 lovely words all locked in. Please stay exactly where you are. The Method Man will return to the studio next.
5 grand.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Glenn Moore is back in the studio and Corey is ready to win £5,000. Good luck, Corey.
Cheers.
All we need to do is just match 5 words. The first of which is T-E-A-T.
Coffee.
Absolutely right. Well done. That's easy, isn't it? Just do that 4 more times, will you, Glenn? That's all you got to do.
Coffee.
I asked for that. Okay, the next word is running.
Man.
Walking. running.
With the
I've got Arnie on the brain, I'm sorry.
It happens. It happens to the best of us. Sorry, Corey, you've not won the money this morning. Let's do the remaining words, though, shall we? We've got question.
Time.
Answer.
Yeah, of course.
It's a good,
that,
it's
that's
a good
better.
One. It's a good one. Road, R-O-A-D.
Works.
Car.
Ah!
And I know it's only fair. Corey said boat for the first time. Yeah. So we went again. In fairness to Corey, he thought I said row.
Right. Okay,
so that would have been a really good sense. Answer.
Road, your boat.
And finally, wooden.
Oh, man.
Corey's gone route one with this.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Wooden toy.
Stick.
Oh, God.
Corey, lovely having you on the show this morning. Thanks for tuning in on 80s. We'll speak to you again real soon. We end on one out of five.
Sorry.
This means we're going to be going again on Monday morning. If you would like to play Five Words, Five Grand, you're available to be live on the show at 7:30 a.m. this coming Monday morning. Simply text your name right now to 8 12 15. If you want to spend a portion of your weekend playing the game and getting some practice in, or just ask your Amazon smart speaker to open Five Words Game.
Five Words. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to the only breakfast show in the world that is one set of talky bits but with nine different playlists. You can get involved via the free Rayo app. We're there on your digital radio or, of course, your smart speaker. And a nice way of demonstrating the kind of music that we have coming up for you in all of those wonderful places is a game of Beat the Intro. So, team, as always, your names are your buzzers. You get a point for the name of the band or artist if you can recognise them, and a further point for the name of the song. And the first round is based on yesterday's show when I handed in my cool badge, my freezing badge, by telling you all about my cryotherapy chamber treatment that I had in New York City. So all of these songs, in one way or another, are related to being cold.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
We begin with this.
Glenn.
What?
Falling cold as ice.
That's ridiculously quick.
You're as cold as ice.
Now, that's correct.
Willing to sacrifice our love.
However.
Oh, no.
It is Anna Geary's birthday today.
Ah, yes.
So,
she gets the point.
I'm going to give you 2 points. I'm going to give you 2 points for Anna. Let's take them away from Glenn. Those 2 points go to Anna. Happy birthday, my darling, from me to you.
Unprecedented.
Okay, again, all these songs are cold. Here we go.
Matt.
Glenn.
Matt Dyson.
Yes. Ice, Ice Baby.
Yes, Anna, well done. 2 points.
Another 2 points to Anna.
What? It's not going to happen all the way through. Come on.
Well done, Anna.
I'm on fire.
Okay, and finally, again, it's cold.
Oh. Oh, Matt.
Matt Dyson.
Isn't it the Red Hot Chili Peppers?
It is.
And, hey ho.
Yeah, that's hey in there. That's in there. But what rhymes with hey ho?
May I?
Yes. Neil?
But it's going to be anyway.
It is snow. Hey-ho. Well done, Anna Geary. Yeah. Yeah. Excellent work. The Red Hot Chili Peppers and snow. Hey ho. Which means at the end of round one.
Sorry. This is genuine.
Yeah, no, I'm very
Matt,
deferential towards
you've
this,
got no points. Glenn, you are yet to score as well. But ridiculous. Anna, you're in the lead with 6 points on your birthday. Well done. There's another 3 songs coming on the Beat the Intro special next.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Unprecedented scenes as Anna Geary has 6 points on Beat the Intro. Matt and Glenn are yet to score.
We just can't get nearer.
No.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Oh, this is the best ever.
So
best birthday.
We did cold songs based on my cryotherapy story from yesterday's show. And now we go back to Tuesday when on Five Words, Five Grand, listener Toby said shoulders when given a word, but Anna said neck, leading Glenn to sing head, neck, neck and neck, neck and neck. So round two of Beat the Intro is body parts.
Okay.
All of these songs feature some kind of body part. And your first one is this.
Glenn.
Glenn.
Footloose.
Yeah.
by...
Oh, Matt.
Kevin Bacon.
Is incorrect, but you got a point for Footloose.
It's Kenny Loggins.
It's correct, which means it is a point apiece, or in other words, 2 points to Anna. Well done,
Thank
Anna.
Thank you.
Nicely done there. So, moving on, don't forget body parts.
Oh, it's that emo song, is it? It's
Clay. Matt. You're right there, Grandad. Clay, what did you say?
Fallout Boy.
Correct.
Matt.
And then, oh, God, he said, I'm an arms dealer as the opening line.
This ain't a scene, it's a goddamn arms race. Yeah.
Yes, Matt Dyson, shocking us all, which means... The spoils are once again shared to Anna Geary, who has got 2 points there. Well done. So, Anna, this has never happened before. Not even Glenn has managed to do this.
It's like a kid's birthday party where they have to give the prize to the birthday girl, otherwise she gets upset.
I'm okay if that happens when it's not my birthday as well.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. This is the final one. This is for Anna Geary to get a full house. Body parts.
What a tune.
What's that, Anna? The Weeknd, I Can't Feel My Face. Absolutely right. Amazing. Wow. I can't believe it.
Oh, well
Jeez.
Done, Anna.
Yeah. Storm in you ahead today.
It. Yeah, wow. Well done.
Which means we end. Matt and Glenn, you didn't score a single point throughout. Hang your heads in shame. Anna Geary, on your birthday, I'm going to be upstanding for this. You got 12 points on Beat the Intro, which is just amazing. I've never seen such a thing before.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Absolute Radio Live.
At the London Palladium.
Absolute Radio Live is happening on Sunday, the 17th of November. So next Sunday, we are back at the London Palladium, and what a show we have in store for you. Matt Ford and John Richardson are co-hosting. They will be joined on stage by Josh Widdicombe, Judy Love, Phil Wang, Susie Ruffle, Dara O'Brien, our very own Glenn Moore. Glenn, are you feeling good about performing at the London Palladium? Do any nerves creep in? And if so, at what point will they between now and Sunday the 17th?
They will on, like, the night itself, because it's such a prestigious venue. And when you go backstage, they've got all these sort of fame photos of, you know, like Rolling Stones, Bruce Springsteen, people who have played there in the past. Yeah. And that makes it so exciting and intimidating, whereas, like, in a lot of comedy clubs, you see the fame photos backstage and you go, I think that guy's in prison now.
So if you would like to be there, well, you can buy your tickets right now. There are a couple left. Get yours at absoluteradio.co.uk/tickets. But, of course, as we have done all week long, we have an opportunity for you to be there with someone you love very much, in a box, no less. So, Matt, explain to any newcomers, how does our game Who's in the Box work?
Comedians hate being pigeonholed and put into boxes, but that's exactly what we're going to do to them. That's what we've been doing all week. So if you can guess who is in the box, they're slightly muffled, their routines. You can't really tell exactly who it is, but if you can work out who from the lineup is in our box, you will win tickets. So just tell us who this is.
There's so many things you've got to worry about when you go on the date. How is I going to impress her? What was I going to wear? How was I going to dress to impress? You know, do I wear my glasses? Do I wear my contact lenses? You know, do I compromise? One contact lens on a monocle. Done it before. Only after the day of the date itself, I tried to pluck up my courage. I walked over to her flat, knocked on her doorbell, which isn't how doorbells work. She answered the door. And immediately, I felt like I blew it because I said hello. Because no one says hello in the modern era. It's too formal. There's only three occasions in life when people still say hello. And that's when you picked up the phone, when you've just entered a spooky mansion. Or when you've just inhaled helium. Those are the only times.
Excellent work. Okay, so who is that from? Who could it be from our lineup?
Judy Love, I'm saying it now. I'm calling it now.
Just text your name and your answer to 81215. That is 81215. Tell us which comedian from our lineup is in the box, and you could be in a box at the London Palladium.
Absolute Radio Live for the London Palladium. Tickets are on sale now. Absoluteradio.co.uk.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Absolute Radio Live.
At the London Palladium.
on Sunday, the 17th of November, taking to the hallowed stage at the London Palladium will be Matt Ford and John Richardson to host an evening of comedy supporting the Royal National Orthopaedic Hospital charity, the charity that helped to save Matt Ford's life. Joining them on the stage will be Josh Widdicombe, Glenn Moore, Susie Ruffle, Phil Wang, Judy Love and Dara O'Brien. You can buy your tickets right now. There are a couple left. All of the money is going directly to the charity, absoluteradio.co.uk/tickets. But right now, an opportunity to win your way into the box. And hoping to do just that is Caroline. Good morning, Caroline.
Hi there. Morning, team.
Caroline, hello. Welcome hello. Along to the show. Caroline loves the main station, also loves a bit of stand-up comedy. So, Caroline, to be in the box, can you tell us which one of our lineup was also in a box?
I think it was Glenn Moore, Dave.
Let's see if you are right.
There's so many things you've got to worry about when you go on the date.
No,
how was
yeah.
I going to impress her? How was I going to dress to impress? You know, do I wear my glasses? Do I wear my contact lenses? You know, do I compromise? One contact lens on a monocle. Done it before. On the actual day of the date itself, I tried to pluck up my courage. I walked over to her flat, knocked on her doorbell, which isn't how doorbells work. She answered the door. And immediately, I felt like I blew it because I said hello. Because no one says hello in the modern era. It's too formal. There's only three occasions in life when people still say hello, and that's when you've picked up the phone, when you've just entered a spooky mansion. or when you've just inhaled helium. Those are the only times.
Ah, yes. Well done, Caroline. You're going to be joining us for Absolute Radio Live. We will see you there.
That's great. Thanks ever so much.
Cheers, Caroline. Take care of yourself. As I say, you can still buy your tickets. Guarantee your way in. absoluteradio.co.uk/tickets.
Absolute Radio Live for the London Palladium. Tickets are on sale now. absoluteradio.co.uk.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where right now, as promised, it is time for Matt Dyson and the Social Ammunition.
Extra, extra, extra.
So picture the scene. People are gathering with their friends, as many do on a Friday night, and they want to show them something of interest that they've seen on the internet. Yeah. They said, do you know that lovely Matt Dyson guy on that Dave Berry Breakfast Show? Well, he played this out this morning. You've got to check it out for yourself. Yeah. Fill in the blank there.
It's like we haven't heard a good Bjork impression for a long time, have
no,
we?
That's right, guys? Very true.
Like, and yes. They'll say, yeah. Well, this is an amazing impression.
Hang on a second. Let me just grab a couple of beers from the fridge and an orange juice for you, John.
Pull up a pew and we'll sit around and watch it on my phone.
Brilliant. Lovely.
It's got an actor called Lewis Brown. The voice of Bjork is absolutely amazing. He's got a moustache, so when I share the video on it in my Instagram stories, it doesn't look quite like Bjork, but it sounds exactly like the Icelandic singer from the 90s, as I'm sure you all remember.
Or still from today.
Yeah,
I mean,
from now. But she's doing like a video diary. It's amazing.
Hello, my name is Bjork.
Wow.
And your TV is about to explode.
Firstly, I wake up at 4:45. I love the shape of the numbers in this time. I then listen to the stories of mushrooms.
I then practice my British accent and sing to my plants.
Oh, in seconds, I have seen it all.
I then think of words that rhyme with the word bliss. I then write music for 6 hours. I write lyrics on my ukulele, but I cannot play ukulele.
I then watch my favourite film, Secret Life of Pets. I Google pictures of bone marrow because it makes me laugh. I finish my day off with a raw potato and peanut butter. I then communicate with my friend Arka in my dreams. Thank you for watching. Warmth.
Oh my gosh. I mean, it went so slightly Welsh at one point, but apart from that.
Come on.
It's brilliant.
I'll share it. You have to watch it. And with your friends this very 100%. Evening, talk about it later when I save your date.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
That is it. Your Friday morning edition of The Breakfast Show is done. In fact, that's it from us for another week. Thank you, all of you, for tuning in and, of course, joining in. Don't forget, you can do any time you like. If something happens, happens across the weekend you think's going to tickle our pickle, well, let us know, dave@absoluteradio.co.uk. And if you'd like to do some homework, I know in my absence, Ben Burrell set homework for everybody. On Monday, I'm going to be asking you to complete the sentence, is it weird that I... So that's what we're going to be doing on Monday. So if anything springs to mind right now, get ahead of the curve, dave@absoluteradio.co.uk. Or you can still message me here in the studio. I'm going to hang around for about another 45 seconds. 8-12-15 is the number. Now, Matt Dyson, there's one more edition of the podcast to name. I've got my favourite. I want to see if we line up.
Okay, yeah.
We've got Reel to Reel Techno,
right,
Pete Tong's Nan, or Road, Road, Road Your Boat.
That was a great moment in Five Words, Five Grand. But I think you're right, Dave. I'm fairly sure you want it to be devoted to techno pioneer Delia Derbyshire. So therefore, Pete Tong's Nan.
That's it.
Am I right?
Pete Tong's Nan is the name of the final podcast of the week. Leona Graham's going to be here next. She'll have those all-important details you need to get inside the competition that later today, just after 5 p.m, is guaranteed to give one person £250,000. As for us, well, we'll be back on Monday morning from 6 a.m. So until then, stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci.